And now it's time for jazz with In the Groove Jazz and Beyond. And we're going to start in with Albert Rivera.
Thank you.
Yes, that's Albert Rivera from his album. His I believe it was his first album, came out some years ago, called Reintroduction. And we heard a track entitled The New York Hartford Connection. And that one features Jimmy Green, also on tenor sax, along with Albert Rivera. And The New York Hartford Connection, I started that, started this show out with that track for a particular reason, because this show is going to feature several artists that have a Hartford connection, some New York Hartford connections, some of them just some great young Hartford musicians. That's what we're going to do today. And we're going to start out with Ralph Peterson. Ralph Peterson, I believe he's based in Boston these days, but he gigs quite a bit in the Hartford area and has some connections to some great Hartford musicians, such as the Curtis Brothers. And on this album, a brand new release from Ralph Peterson called Alive at Firehouse 12, one that was recorded near Hartford, I would say, in New Haven, Connecticut. This track also features a great young Hartford musician whose name is Josh Evans on trumpet, along with Craig Handy on tenor sax, Jake Sherman on organ, and of course the great Ralph Peterson on drums. We're going to hear a Woody Shaw composition entitled The Moon Train. Thank you.
saxophone. Josh Evans, trumpet. Introducing Jake Sherman at the organ. Yours truly, Ralph Peterson. Thank you.
Matt D. Champlain, a solo effort from his album Stride Bop. And what incredible chops Matt D. Champlain has on piano, solo piano work. You close your eyes and you think maybe you're listening to an entire quartet, the way he can play with his left and right hand and cover the whole range of music. Great. That is a Fats Waller original entitled A Handful of Keys as performed on solo piano by Matt D. Champlain. I love that. Before that, we heard from Ralph Peterson from his album Alive at Firehouse 12, Volume 1, The Unity Project. That Volume 1 certainly implies there's more of that to come. And we heard the Woody Shaw composition, The Moon Train, and that one features a Hartford native as well. Did I mention Matt D. Champlain, a Hartford native, playing that great stride bop piano? And on the other track you heard, also featured a Hartford native, Josh Evans on trumpet, a great trumpet player who's really making a name for himself in New York City on the New York scene. Seems like he's always playing in clubs down there. So congratulations to Josh Evans and to Ralph Peterson for putting out this great album, Alive at Firehouse 12. All right, we're going to continue on with the Hartford theme that we've got going today. And next one is a brand new composition from Maxine Martin. And this is from a brand new album she put out called Fragments and Colors of Me. And definitely an album that really where she reveals herself and her great playing and vocals as well, along with some other great Hartford area musicians. I hope you enjoy this. Maxine Martin, Fragments and Colors of Me.
More than he needs. scattered parts of puzzles undone, shattered glass iridescent in the sun. What more does one need? Give a little time, feel the light, then there's more that you can be. Yeah, Lord, hear my plea. Make a hole to me. to know me, then come know all of me. I'm your razor light from above, shining down on you and spreading love. Look close to the light, see the spectrum of colors shining so bright. Glowing cheerful red thoughts of you, nursing healing water of blue and generous green, as plenty as the trees. Come explore me, then you will see all of the fragments and colors that give you the whole me. Explore me, and you will see.
Warren Bird and Saskia LaRue from their album Collaboration, Two of a Kind, a tribute to Miles and Monk. And of course, that was the Miles Davis composition Solar. And that featured Warren Bird on piano and Saskia LaRue on trumpet and upright bass. A great rendition of that in this duo setting. And before that, we heard from Maxine Carol Martin from her album Fragments and Colors of Me, what I think is a very sincere and honest album, featuring Maxine Martin playing clarinet, tenor sax, and vocal, and Sinan Bakir on guitar, and Warren Bird, who you heard in that last track, also on Maxine Martin's album, Warren Bird playing piano, Matt Dwanzik on bass, and Semri Dogan on the drums. I really enjoy this album. It's very different, very unique. If you like what you're hearing on tonight's show, let me mention you can check out my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And you can hit the podcasting link on there, and you'll see the playlists from these shows and my podcasts, which I publish each and every week. And if you like the music, I would encourage you to click on the links that I've made on the playlists, which will take you to where you can purchase the CDs of these great artists. Today you're hearing artists from the Hartford area, but of course I always feature kind of a combination of the classic great masters of jazz music along with some of the current new players. And today we're focusing on some new players and this time in the Hartford area. Definitely check out my website, www.jazzandbeyond.com. All right, we're going to move on to some more music. On that album, along with Maxine Martin and Warren Bird, who you've heard from tonight, we're also going to play some from a brand new album from Sinan Bakir, who's a fine guitarist from this area, actually coming from Turkey, and you can hear the Turkish, the Eastern influence in his playing. So we're going to play one from Sinan Bakir and his new album called Tales and Stories, and the track we're going to play is Rising Tower of Light.
Thank you.
Very nice. Chris Allen from his album The Circle House. We heard a track called Blood Count. Beautiful ballad and very well done by that entire quartet of Chris Allen on alto sax, Zakai Curtis on piano, Luquez Curtis on bass, and Eric McPherson on drums. And that is an album that is out on Truth Revolution Records, and a record company created and productions by Zakai Curtis from the Hartford area, but making a great musical career for himself, playing in New York City and all over the world for that matter, as is his brother Luquez Curtis. And they are producing a musical festival in Hartford, the second annual Truth Revolution Records Festival, the second annual one at the Polish National Home in on Charter Oak Avenue in Hartford, Connecticut. And that'll be next Saturday, August 24th, between the hours of 1 and 6 p.m. And last year, it was a great event, and I expect it to be the same. This one featuring the Tony Gonzalez Youth Percussion Ensemble and the Igmar Thomas and Cypher, as well as Ed Fast's Conga Bop, a local favorite here. And also, I guess the main event will feature Carlos Abadi Quintet and the Ralph Erazi and Timbali. So some great Latin music and some great Latin jazz and just plain old jazz happening here in the Hartford area. So make sure you check that out, the second annual Music Revolution Festival at the Polish National Home in Connecticut, in Hartford, Connecticut, next Saturday, August 24th. It's going to be a great time. I'll be there for the first part of that. And of course, I'm going to have to head over to the studios here at WHUS so we can do our show at 6 o'clock. But make sure you don't miss that one. Rogerio Boccato, a friend of this show, a friend of ours, is going to be appearing at the 55 Bar from 6 till 9 o'clock. Great club down in New York City on 55 Christopher Street in New York. And Rogerio is a really fine drummer and percussionist from Brazil. So you get some of that Brazilian percussion going on. We're going to listen to a track to end up the podcast and this first segment of the show. We're going to hear a track from an album that Rogerio laid us onto. He appears on it. The album is by Fabio Gouveia, and it's called So Close, So Far, and it features Rogerio Boccato on drums and percussion as well. On this track, you're going to hear a Fabio Gouveia composition entitled Desinfeliz, featuring Fabio on guitar, Felipe Brizola on bass, Rogerio Boccato on drums and percussion, and Donnie McCaslin on tenor saxophone. So let's listen to this track right now.
Thank you.